content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Multicultural Affairs Committee of the ACB. There will be a meeting June 18th to discuss the color of Christ. From Journey Through History, there will be meeting August 4th. From Fiction Old and New, they will be meeting August 7th. And from Yeshiva University in New York City, there's a survey. And from Clemson University, there's another survey. Joe Stretchy's been working on the Apple TV Plus's Series C, and there will be a nice description of the work that he's doing for them. Social distancing nightmares for blind and visually impaired people during the pandemic reopening process. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. First up, the MCAC is holding a book discussion, The Color of Christ, the Son of God, and the Saga of Race in America. The Multicultural Affairs Committee, MCAC, is holding a discussion of the book The Color of Christ, the Son of God, and the Saga of Race in America by Edward J. Bloom and Paul Harvey. In The Color of Christ, the authors weave a tapestry of American dreams and visions from witch hunts to web pages, Harlem to Hollywood, slave cabins to South Park, Mormon revelations to Indian reservations, to show how Americans remade the Son of God visually time and again into a sacred symbol of their greatest aspirations, deepest terrors, and mightiest strivings for racial power and justice. The book can be ordered from the Talking Book program on cartridge DB76479 or downloaded from Bard and is also available on Audible. The discussion is scheduled for Thursday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. Central Time via the Zoom platform. We look forward to you joining the discussion and sharing your thoughts and experiences. Topic, MCAC Book Review. Time, June 18, 2020, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Join Zoom meeting, https://zoom.us/j/9331602192. Meeting ID is 9331602192. One-tap mobile numbers, 1346-248-7799, #, from Houston. 1669900918, #, #, San Jose. Dial by your location, the above numbers, and use the meeting ID 933-160-2192. Find your local number at https://zoom.us/u/ac6zk(U)R8P4. A Journey Through History will skip July and meet on August 4th. 2020. July is still convention month for the organized blind, whether digitally or in person, so we will continue the tradition of taking July off. On June 2nd, the history group had an excellent discussion on the bestseller His Excellency, with everyone having a chance to speak despite the growing number of participants. On August 4th, we will be discussing the historic fiction book presented by co-host David Faucheux, Pompeii, a Novel. Notes from NLS. Title, Pompeii, a Novel. Name, Harris Robert. Book number, DB057646. Annotation, Italy, AD 79. Pliny the Elder sends engineer Marcus Attilius Primus to Pompeii to investigate a water flow problem. Attilius examines the aqueduct, uncovers an embezzlement scheme, discovers the new imminent eruption of the volcano Vesuvius, and attempts to rescue his new love. Some Violence and Some Strong Language. Bestseller, 2003. Narrated by Gordon Gould, G-O-U-L-D. Join us August 4th, 2020 at 8 p.m. Eastern. From PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android, https://zoom.us/j/177809772. iPhone numbers in the U.S., 1-408-638-0986, (1-778-0972) hashtag, or 1-646-876-9923, (1-778-0972) hashtag, or telephone the above numbers and use the meeting ID 1-778-0972. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ, capital K, 4, DR, capital N. Subscription information. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to AW-Announcements plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email. Just reply to it without writing anything. If you wish to subscribe to the Tech Talk discussion list, write to tech-talk-discussion plus subscribe at groups.io. You will receive a confirmation email and just reply to it without writing anything. You will be on the list. Fiction Old and New discussion group will be meeting the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Note, we will be skipping the month of July. We will be discussing The Things You Save in a Fire by Catherine Center, DB96250, on Friday, August 7th, 2020 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Here is the NLS annotation. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/detail/src/B96250. Things You Save in a Fire, DB96250. Center, Catherine. Reading time, 9 hours, 38 minutes. Read by Therese Plummer. Human Relations. Cassie Hanwell is a female firefighter in Texas, but her estranged mother is ill and asks her to move to Boston. At her new firehouse, she encounters hazing from colleagues who don't want to work with a woman, with the exception of handsome rookie Owen Callahan. Unrated commercial audiobook. Copyright 2019. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. Your facilitators for this group are Michelle Bernstein, hamletsweetlady@gmail.com, and Sherry Wells, sherrywells1157@gmail.com. The Zoom meeting invitation for Fiction Old and New is as follows. Topic, Fiction Old and New Discussion Group. Time meets the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android with the website https://zoom.us/j/61331348. In the U.S., the iPhone numbers are 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986, and the meeting ID is 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the phone numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to past Fiction Old and New program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/24/all/feed. Details for the Yeshiva University survey. Hello, ACB members. My name is Mirko Kunstek, a Ph.D. student in the Social Welfare Program at Wurzweiler School of Social Work, Yeshiva University in New York City. I am undertaking a research study on factors predicting the life satisfaction of visually impaired adults 18 years and older. Data will be collected via a survey. Access to the survey will be sent via ACB listserv with a link to the survey, which you can complete and submit at your convenience. The survey will take between 15 to 20 minutes of your time. The duration of the survey participation will be a period of 3 months from when the survey becomes available. Your participation in this study will provide a valuable contribution to the visually impaired community and to people with disabilities as a whole. The data will be collected aggregately, and there is no information identifying anyone participating in the study. The data will only be available to the researcher. Your participation in this study is voluntary. You may withdraw from the study at any time, before or during data collection, for any reason without penalty. A summary of the results for the study will be provided to all ACB members via email after the conclusion of the research. Thank you in advance for your willingness to participate in this study. Sincerely, Mirko Kunstek. You can access the survey link at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/6BTTBN. And another one. Researchers at Clemson University are currently soliciting responses for an online survey to gauge the opinions of people who are blind or low vision regarding self-driving vehicles. Your participation will help engineers and policymakers better understand the needs and concerns of individuals who are blind or low vision in designing self-driving vehicle technology. If you are an individual who is blind or low vision, we would greatly appreciate your participation. Participants will be entered in a drawing for a $300 gift card. We anticipate that approximately 1,000 people will be entered into the drawing. For additional information regarding the risks and benefits of the survey, or to complete the survey itself, please click the link below. The survey information and the survey itself are both screen reader accessible. https://clemson.ca1.qualtrics.com/jfe/form/SVAXVXJ. Thank you. Signed, Meng Wan, Human-Centered Computing Graduate Researcher, 734-353-9819, or menguz@clemson.edu, Clemson University. Meet the man making sure Apple TV Plus's show C respects accessibility. Joe Strecce has a unique role in entertainment, blindness consultant. Article link, https://www.cnet.com/news/meet-the-man-making-sure-apple-tv-plus-show-c-respects-accessibility. About midway through the first season of the Apple TV Plus show C, several characters on a raft need to share a message without alerting others around them. Normally, people would pass a written note, gesture with their hands, shoot messages with their eyes, or soundlessly mouth instructions. But in the world of C, where all characters are blind, communicating without making a sound can be tricky. That's where hand signals come in. One by one, the characters in the scene squeeze the arm of the person next to them before tracing a message on their neighbor's hand. The message is passed from one person to the next until everyone on the raft knows what's going on. Those hand signals are inspired by the real-life techniques used by Joe Strecce, the show's associate producer and blindness consultant. My wife and I, when we're out in the world, we kind of use these alarm systems, said 41-year-old Strecce, who has been legally blind since the age of 19. One squeeze means, how are you doing? Two squeezes is an alert, let's be aware. Three squeezes is an alarm. Let's get the hell out of here. Strecce has a unique role in the entertainment business, making sure people with visual impairments are portrayed realistically. Well, at least as realistically as they can be in a sci-fi show about a post-apocalyptic world where everyone is sightless. That even comes to fight scenes, with Strecce working with stunt coordinators on how someone who is blind would fight. Getting to show blindness and see yourself in a different way is so powerful, Strecce said in an interview with CNET. That's something our show did. Developed by Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight, CE was one of the first shows on Apple's new TV service when it launched in November. The plot revolves around society 600 years in the future, after a virus wiped out most of humanity. All 2 million of the people left are blind, except 2 children who are born with sight in the first moments of the series. When it comes to the on-screen portrayal of blind people over the years, the image has been far from flattering, experts say. It's been completely extremist, showing people who have extraordinary abilities or people who need a lot of help navigating the world, said Lucy Greco, a web accessibility evangelist at the University of California at Berkeley. There's very little showing just normal blindness ideas and adaptation. C tries to avoid those stereotypes, but there's nothing normal about the show's plot. The fantasy show mixes elements common to blockbusters like Game of Thrones, including power struggles and persecution. The evil Mad Queen Cain sends an army of witch hunters to find the sighted children, while their adopted father warrior, Momoa's Baba Voss, does all he can to protect them over the first season's 8 episodes. C is notable for more than being one of Apple TV Plus's first shows. It's also one of the first shows anywhere to include a large cast of people who are blind or low vision. C stars, Jason Momoa and 4-time Emmy winner Alfre Woodard, are not blind, but many other members of the cast and crew are. They helped bring this inclusive and authentic world to life, Apple said. Gender and racial diversity have been a focal point for companies for several years and have become even more urgent with the Black Lives Matter movement and the death of Minnesotan George Floyd. People with disabilities have also rallied for corporations and the public to respect their needs, and last week marked the 9th annual Global Accessibility Day, which highlights that effort. The novel coronavirus pandemic has brought new challenges for people with disabilities who are trying to ensure their needs aren't left behind as society adapts to a new normal. Globally, at least 2.2 billion people have a vision impairment or blindness, according to a World Health Organization report from last year. In the U.S., over 1 million people over the age of 40 are blind, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. By 2050, that number could skyrocket to about 9 million because of the increasing epidemics of diabetes and other chronic diseases and our rapidly aging U.S. population, the CDC said. Still, roles like stretch A's are rare, and in the past, such consultants rarely were blind themselves. I don't know that there are other Joes out there, said Eric Bridges, executive director of the American Council of the Blind. He's himself blind, so there's authenticity there. Stretch A's background. Stretch A's blindness was caused by a genetic disorder called retinitis pigmentosa. That prompted him to work as an orientation and mobility instructor in New Jersey after getting a master's degree from Florida State University in 2006. He has taught people with low vision how to travel with a cane, prepare for college, and join the workforce. In 2009, Stretch A worked for the American Foundation for the Blind's Career Connect web program, writing about employment as well as popular culture and the portrayal of blind people in the media. Casting departments started reaching out for Stretch A's advice, leading to work in 3 episodes of a USA Network's show called Royal Pains. In 2013, Netflix called about a new top-secret project. It turned out to be Marvel's Daredevil, a show about a blind lawyer who becomes a superhero crime fighter at night. I reviewed the scripts and provided suggestions, Stretch A said. I worked with the lead actor and trained him on blindness skills, not how to pretend blindness, but the little things that blind people who are blind know how to do. Stretch A didn't give up his day job, though. In late 2015, he moved to Pennsylvania to run the Commonwealth Services for Blind and Low Vision People, while still helping with shows like Netflix's OA. Eventually, Apple became one of those companies. When it called in March 2018, a year before unveiling the Apple TV Plus to the world, Stretch A jumped at the chance to work on C, making tech accessible. Apple has made accessibility a focus for decades. It builds features into its technology to help people with low vision navigate the iPhone's touchscreen and allow people with motor impairments to virtually tap on interface icons. Nearly 4 years ago, Apple kicked off one of its flashy product launches by talking about accessibility and showing off its new dedicated site. at https://www.apple.com/accessibility/. Technology should be accessible to everyone, Apple CEO Tim Cook said at the time. C takes that sentiment a step further by hiring people who are blind and low vision and by making them front and center in Apple's major new streaming service. The company doesn't say what percentage of people working on C are low vision, but Strache said that there were dozens of actors on the show with disabilities, and about 30 background actors portrayed hundreds of different characters throughout the first season. The low vision cast members even included two stunt performers. There are a lot of portrayals out there that don't show people with disabilities or people who are blind or low vision as competent human beings, Strache said. He got involved with the production of C early on, working part-time reviewing scripts and suggesting changes to make the action and characters more authentic. In July 2018, he left his work with Pennsylvania and traveled to British Columbia to get started on the show 2 months before filming began. In the beginning of shooting, Strache gave input from a distance, only going to the set to give notes or answer questions. When it came time to shoot the third episode, he had started blocking most scenes. By the time production rolled on the fourth episode, he was rarely far from the director, giving immediate feedback and blocking almost every scene. "Everything you see actors do who are blind or low vision, I did," Strache said. "Climbing down a waterfall, I did that. Navigating rocks, I did that." Because Strache couldn't actually see the action himself, he relied on technology like his iPhone to read scripts and navigate around the set. He also worked with an assistant who could audibly describe the movement to him. Strache trained sighted actors how to navigate C's world as blind characters with techniques like echolocation, sending out sounds, and using its reflection to discern shapes. Josh Blocker, the actor who portrays the Witchfinder warrior on C, told CNET's Patrick Holland that he and the rest of the cast had about 6 weeks of movement training and sightless training to prepare for their roles in the show. "I wanted to do justice to people who are blind or have low vision," Blacker said in December. "Strache taught me various techniques in which a person with blindness or low vision is able to navigate through the world, whether it be echolocation or the feeling of the sun on your face or hearing the sound of a car in the distance and various things like that." A vital role. Strache played an important role in the production, making sure the set, script, and entire process was accommodating for everyone. He reached out to actors before filming to learn their needs, like requiring the script to be printed in Braille or using high contrast or specific color marks on set to show the actors where to stand. He also contacted organizations for the blind to get their input and taught the sighted cast and crew members how to do better work with their blind colleagues. "We had an orientation with every employee, whether the executive and producer or a driver," Strache said. The American Council of the Blind's Bridges spent time on set in British Columbia, including during the filming of that pivotal scene involving the raft. Bridges, who is blind, had to move between a barge, a small boat, and dry land, something that could have been tricky to navigate. "I literally had the actors coming up to me saying, 'Do you need a hand?' Not them grabbing me and guiding me," Bridges said. "They actually knew what the hell they were doing. It was clear training and emphasis was placed on respect for colleagues who may be blind or visually impaired." Making C authentic came down to the little everyday things that are common among people who are blind, Strache said. "I kept a running list of small aspects around blindness that could be included, like little things that would fit into our show, like hundreds of ideas," he said. He helped craft what the community's rituals looked like and what props should be like, down to the level of where the items were placed in the characters' huts. Momoa will sometimes pick up these props based on how cool they look versus the practicality of tools useful for moving with, Strache said. When Momoa found things he wanted to use, he'd hand them to Strache to test out. The two would negotiate over whether something actually made sense to use in the show. At the same time, cultural and social norms, like making eye contact when talking to someone and respecting personal space, disappeared in the world of C. On-screen miss portrayals. Despite trying to be inclusive and get the portrayal of blind people right, some advocates say C misses the mark. If you take a deep look at the premise of C, the world had a vibrant civilization, then everybody lost their vision, and a world run by blind people is back to the Stone Age, said Brian Bastian, CEO of Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired in San Francisco. To think that the world run by the blind would have sunk into a prehistory level is deeply offensive and wildly out of date. Others in the blind community didn't view the show the same way. Man, they did a good job of portraying a world of blind people, Sam Seavey, a blind man who runs the YouTube channel The Blind Life, said in a December video. It's clear they definitely did their research. And Respectability, a nonprofit advocating for people with disabilities, said C humanizes people who are blind. What we see on screen influences how we act in real life, Lauren Applebaum, who leads Respectability's Hollywood inclusion efforts, said in a post from December. Apple TV Plus has an opportunity to help remove the stigmas that currently exist around interacting with individuals who have disabilities. Stritch A acknowledges that C didn't nail it when it came to all of its portrayals of blind people, but he said the show continues to get better, and his role grew from the first episode to the last of the season, reflecting Apple's commitment. If you go at things with a level of respect and education, and with the goal of creating awareness, it can only lead to positive things, he said. A second season of C was in the works when the novel coronavirus pandemic hit North America. Much of the show has been filmed in Canada. Production is on pause, and it's unclear when the new season will premiere. Apple and Stritch A declined to talk about changes planned for season two, but Stritch A hinted at even better representation of the blind community. We've only seen a small portion of the world in season one, Stritch A said. Who's to say what's out there in the world? I don't have time to read the full article on blind people's social distancing nightmare to intensify as lockdowns ease, posted on Forbes.com, and the article is by Gus Alexiou, A-L-E-X-I-O-U. That was posted at 10:35 a.m. Eastern Time. I don't know what date, but I will try to get to it next week for you, and I will try harder to schedule enough time to do it. There's a new book out for iDevice users called Personal Power, the iOS edition, a very extensive guide to using VoiceOver on iOS devices. This book is a multi-year labor of love put together by Michael Feier, F-E-I-R. You can access it on Apple Viz at https://www.appleviz.com/guides/personal-power-ios-edition from his blog. Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to announce that after 3.5 years of writing, it's finally ready for release. Personal Power, the iOS edition, is a guide for blind people who either own or are interested in owning iOS devices made by Apple, namely iPhones, iPads, and iPods. No prior experience is presumed. I've written this guide to be as approachable to absolute beginners as possible. Clocking in at around 250,000 words, it has 34 major sections, with second and third level subsections to ease navigation. We've run out of time for today's Reading and Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.